The House GOP has decided to bring up the bipartisan bill to stop the Waters of the U.S. rule and the science rule underpinning it almost as soon as Congress returns from recess. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish says,
I think it shows that there's pretty strong bipartisan support for this legislation. I think it's also a testament to the kind of effort that farmers and ranchers are making around the country to raise this to members' attention while they've been home on August recess. And I think there's a broad recognition that the administration has gone too far with this proposal.
But will the House's strong support to block a sweeping increase in EPA water jurisdiction and with it land control move the Democrat-controlled Senate?
I think it is going to put some pressure on the Senate. And I think what this does is give us more opportunity to start training our pressure on the Senate. Clearly, I think the Senate is going to be more deliberative, but part of that deliberation is that they need to start considering what the real impacts of this regulation is going to be and the kinds of activities and roadblocks and obstructions that EPA is going to be putting in the way of jobs with this Waters of the U.S. proposal.
Now, the proposal has been the top issue for many in farm country who see it as a huge federal land grab that would affect most ditches, farm ponds, prairie potholes, water tanks, and even puddles. EPA says agriculture is largely exempted, but even its own water map suggests its proposed rule will have a broad reach. But Parrish says it's not just about agriculture.
You know, there's over 45 associations here in town that represent everybody from folks that build roads and homes to schools and infrastructure for drinking water. And I've got an idea that a lot of these people are going to key vote this issue because it is so critically important.
So important that Parrish says lawmakers should be held accountable for their votes on this. And in farm country, they may well be in a crucial election year.